Yes, buddy. Welcome to Player Shine Radio. This is the Sour Power Hour, buddy. What's happening? I'm King Nez. King Nez is back. For all of y'all utilizing the Chime app, happy payday. You know what I'm saying? 2-day early deposit. You can't beat that, my nigga. But anywho, that's beside the point. Hopefully, my homie Big B call. And we got a little segment that I want to chop it up about as far as just random ass people that enter your life out of nowhere and be talking like they knew you since forever type shit. It be like that. You know, I had an experience like that. It was in the midst of me and my, at the time, girlfriend was going through some shit. And her dad happened to come down to help us move. So I'm moving the shit to the truck. And I guess her dad took a break. And it was this dude walking from by my neighbor apartment. And he walked past. He was like, "What's up with you, young blood?" I'm like, "What's happening with your school?" And then the next day, you know, bro got to telling me about my life. Like, he saw the GM, basically. He saw the hurt, the pain that I've been carrying for so long, all of that shit. And then he said something that really resonated with me in reference to inspiring a generation. Like, despite what the media, what I guess society, like how they view the little homies, the black young African-American men, as a nuisance or a threat or a problem, and they just need to be locked up and this and that, is like, I disagree all the way. You know what I'm saying? Based off of the circumstances that they born into and have to grow up with no choice in the say, in a matter, I should say. It's like, you get what you get. This, you plant a seed in the mud or in the dirt, what you think gonna happen? It's gonna sprout. But if the seed trying to sprout and you creating every condition for this seed not to sprout, like too much sun or too much water or too less sun or too less water, it got to be just right. You know what I'm saying? Only way you're going to be able to truly be an impact to something that you believe in fully, like in this instance when it comes to the little homies, the only way you're going to really be able to be an impact to these little homies is for you to have been through those type of situations. Like, I grew up without my mom. I know who she is. I love her. I respect her. You know what I'm saying? But it's people in my life that have to play that role, have to play that position for me to be somewhat sane. Having to go into the system based off of somebody else's decisions is fucked up, but it's like, it is what it is. Like, I don't really have no excuses. I don't got my hand out. I don't be begging motherfuckers for shit. I get it out the mud because that's where the fuck I'm from. You feel me? Can't nobody tell you shit about struggle or how I feel to starve or trying to figure out where you finna lay your head at. Like, no. I done been through enough shit in my life at an early age where now that I'm older, it's like, you got me fucked up if you think I'm finna put myself through some bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna always bust a move to provide and ensure. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like when it comes to the little homies, it's more of an issue where it's lack of resources. It ain't shit popping. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that's having money trying to stay away from them little niggas. You know what I'm saying? Nobody trying to teach nobody nothing. And that's fucked up. Because it's like, if I was to, let's say I won a lottery for $450 million. Nigga, the first thing I'm going to do is increase my family and be an impact to my city. I ain't saying the actual city that the state own and all of that other goofy ass shit. I'm talking about the people that reside within my city. Motherfuckers I fuck with, motherfuckers I don't fuck with. I ain't saying I'm just finna put motherfuckers on, but as a community, I'm finna put motherfuckers on. Like, we don't gotta work no fucking minimum wage ass, bum ass job and then be barely able to take care of our motherfucking bills and our fucking household and our kids and shit. What? Ain't no way as a black man every 2 weeks I should look at a every 2 weeks I should look at a $500 paycheck as legit. Like, no, hell no. I need all mine, you know. And that's why me being an impact to the homies, like, as far as I want to create aspects and avenues for them to thrive in. Like, if you notice, most of them gravitate towards the music and all of that, and entertainment and fashion and that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Creativity is king. It's a lot of creative little homies out here. Like, I know little niggas is like 19 and 18. Little homies, bro. Remind me of me, shit. And like, to see them in that mindset at that point in time in their life, just trying to get it together and figure it out and take off with it, it's a blessing. It hurt when I see the little homies laid out in the streets over some bullshit. But for the man that I crossed paths with to prophesy like that and let me know that you're gonna be the one that be an impact to the little homies, they need you, bro. I'm like, bro, you don't even fucking know me, nigga. We've been talking for 2.5 minutes, bro. What is you saying? Who the fuck is Buddy? Is what I was trying to figure out. But I felt it. It resonated. And I'm here. Whenever I chop it up with my little homies, my little cousins, whoever, like, it's always love, you know? It's always genuine love. It ain't no fake shit, no funny shit. I ain't got time for that. I'm focused on the bigger picture in life in reference to not just success, but understanding who I am spiritually through our creator. There's too much bullshit going on. Oh, yeah. I can't believe that I let it slip my mind that, well, today is the 20th, but yesterday was the 19th. Just a few hours ago was the 19th. March 2019 has a lot of significance, for me at least, in reference to just studying and pursuing the word and listening to the word. And it's like, from my understanding, 2019 marks the 400-year mark of us as African Americans being in bondage and slavery in America. Like, we've been in America for exactly 400 years. 2019 March is March 19th was the first official biblical calendar year. Research it and all of that. It's like, it's from March 19th through, I believe, April 4th. I'm not for sure, don't quote me on it, but it's a very spiritual feeling for me. Like, I was at work today thinking about it, like, damn. I said hi to everybody. I said hi to all the racist white people. I know them fuck with me. I know they though. I know you though, but it's all good. It's still all good, nigga. It's 2019. What a good year. 2019 was the day. Where the Lord says that something shall be done, you better believe it shall be done. When the Lord say that it is done, it's finished, you better believe it's finished. When it comes to the little homies, us as a people, black men, black women, our influences, you know what I'm saying? As far as the type of music we listen to, down to what type of shit we like to watch on TV, down to what type of foods we put in our body. Like, I know you ain't supposed to smoke. Smoking is not, your lungs not built or designed to inhale smoke, but they do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not healthy, but ultimately, through God, we come to a realization with ourselves. Because you can't be stupid if you don't know. You feel me? Most people get the word ignorant or ignorance associated with stupidity. And that's just not true. You know what I'm saying? Ignorance is when you just don't know. You're not aware. You never heard this before. You never saw this before. You're like, what the fuck is this? A lot of us are ignorant to what's happening in the spiritual realm. It's a war. And every time I think about it, I could probably be the weirdest nigga on earth. I don't know. But when I think about Jesus coming back, I think about Jesus hopping in a clean ass chariot. You know what I'm saying? All white everything. You know what I'm saying? He got on all white everything. Crispy in his glory. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even look at him. That's how crispy he is. Like, and it's like he on his way. You know what I'm saying? Everything on deck. He ain't sitting on, he's sitting on something, but we ain't never seen this before. Like, he's sitting on clouds coming down. It's finna be spectacular and amazing. Like, according to the word, it's finna be a lot of head busting going on. A lot of pestilence, a lot of destruction, a lot of, and it's happening right now. And it's like people just carrying on about their daily business and their lives and shit like ain't nothing happening on Facebook. Talking about how, you know, she can make her nigga dick do this, or she ain't been fucked in this long. Motherfuckers focused on that type of shit. Put it like this. If I put up a post that's actual factual, like, yo, the America, this is the crazy shit. America was brought up on war crimes by the UN court system shits. Them motherfuckers. Where I guess all of the nations come together and keep democracy and respect the laws and sign treaties and deals and all that other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they said that they told America that it's people that need to come to trial. They finna be brought up on war crimes. America said no. No. Y'all not going over there no more. Y'all wanted on war crimes. We ain't gonna even run that in the news. If I was to post that on Facebook, it probably wouldn't even get a like. Who gives a fuck? It's not no missiles directly flying through your motherfucking city. You know what I'm saying? Hitting your stadium type shit. So why does it matter? And I feel you. But it matters because it's in the Bible. It matters because this is what the Lord is saying. I be wondering why I be fucking up, or how hard I used to fuck up and keep doing the same fuck ups and just a whole... It's just time wasted. You know what I'm saying? Willingly and unwillingly. Nigga down there going through insanity. Willingly and unwillingly. Because you chose to put yourself in this situation willingly. Not knowing what the fuck you was getting yourself into. Unwillingly. Now you gotta suffer. Willingly and unwillingly. That was deep. All I'm saying is this. To those that focus more on going to kick it, you know what I'm saying, being a motherfucking face, impressing people on some materialistic shit, or money just your motive, like you just love money, 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 you'll do anything for money, anything, can't nobody tell you nothing. Ugh, it's you type of motherfuckers that piss me off. It's you type of motherfuckers that's reckless. If only you had the same energy to pursue the word of God. Not to be hypnotized. Or end up in a church where the pastor ain't talking about shit. It's all about the money. And that's it. they trying to keep this bread coming in, like, this shit, this church is too big for motherfuckers not to pay tithe. Like, in order for this church to stay functional, this many people got to fill up the stadium, and this many people got to donate online. It ain't even about the word. It's about a dollar. It's about taking advantage of the word. Like, I was watching this video on YouTube today. It was like a compilation of different pastors just having their moments, having their way, basically. Because when you at church, granny in the front going crazy and everybody else jumping up and around and dancing and up and down the aisle and, you know what I'm saying, just all type of wild ass shit. Like, to this day, I can't get used to that. Like, literally, to this day, like, when I go to church and it's one of them churches where they just be on bullshit, like, faithfully, like, what the fuck? Y'all do know that this is okay. Okay, if you say so. I've seen church mimes. I've seen, of course, the church praise dance team and whatnot. I've seen females twerking in the church. What's crazy to me is, like, I don't have a problem with women that, you know, go to church and they be dressed nice. You know, but it's like, if you know you got a lot of ass and you wearing something to compliment all of that ass, it's like, I am human. I did not come to church to look at ass or notice, like, damn, she got a fat ass. That is not what I was trying to do. But at the same time, it's like, the pastor has created that atmosphere where, you know, this type of, it didn't even gotta be, she got on tight pants. Like, you know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. Women, y'all know what y'all intentions be when y'all go to church. I ain't saying every woman or none of that. It's just, when I was in Atlanta, when I was in Georgia, like, man. The wildest church I ever went to down there, I thought wasn't nobody fucking with Creflo, because we was going to one of his churches. This nigga never stepped foot in there, bro. They had a whole daycare full of babies. This nigga was never there. Never. His homeboy was running that motherfucker. Nigga looked like he was a linebacker for Syracuse back in the day, looking ass Negro. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? He was the pastor. And he technically wasn't even the pastor. He just like, how y'all doing? All right. And I guess he pressed a button and the projector screen come down. Like, he was the projector screen button presser. He was that nigga. That's it. We tried to go to the World Changers Church in College Park. We get there. The nigga's still ain't there. The nigga in New York. I got pissed off, like, bro, I finally get to see this man in person. Yes. Right when the services started, the fucking screen fell down. I was like, bro, I'm ready to go. How? I guess it ain't meant for me to be around this type of nigga. I don't even need to be feeling this nigga energy. Ain't that crazy? It's like, it wasn't as bad, though, as this. It's this, I guess, gospel singer. He got a church out there. And, boy, when I tell you, they had the church set up like a club. No bullshit. They had the church set up like a club. I say probably about 15 to 20 minutes into the service of just me sitting down, bro, I ain't never seen that much ass. I was in the ass section, bro. Like, I wasn't even trying to be. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I told my girl, like, I'm finna go to the car, man. I ain't feeling it. Because the pastor wasn't talking about shit. I think Hezekiah Walker was there, some bullshit. I gotta see in the ground. No more stressing. It's more blessing. That nigga was the preacher that day. And it was like, he wasn't singing, but it was like, the way he sing is how he actually sound. Like, that's how he talk. I'm like, how you doing, brother? I got a seed in the ground. Ooh. Ooh. Like, he talk like that. The nigga talk like that. No bullshit. He was basically ad-libbing off of that seed in the ground song. Like, that was his sermon. So I'm getting ready to leave out. Soon as I hit the exit, bro, this buff ass nigga with a black suit on his feet, brother, you can't go out this way. This is a VIP exit. A VIP exit. He was like, yeah, the ATM machine right over there. Boy. It was like probably 5 seconds later. That's what church let out. I got the fuck up out of there. I think somebody sparked the blunt up as soon as they got to the car. No bullshit. My girl was tripping about, they just sparked up a blunt. I'm like, let's go. These motherfuckers ratchet. I speak on that story because it pissed me off that everything black people pretty much ever cherished, ever loved, ever gave a fuck about, the minute our oppressors knew that, they went out of their way to destroy it and demoralize us. And it hurts because at the end of the day, this is the end of days. You would think a motherfucker be focused on improving itself, not to show off or put on the show, but like literally look at your motherfucking self in the mirror for what you is and what you stand for. Don't be ashamed. If this is who you are, this is who you are. But don't fake the funk. I'm gonna leave it at that and segue into updates from the mass shooting in New Zealand. Yeah, so our president, Mr. Trump, denies any white racist, white nationalist, white anything negative. He said, what you talking about, Willis? Ain't no racism, man. It's a scam. What are you saying? It's a scam by fake news. Once again, and of course, you know, the terrorist that did it, the white dude that did it, like, he did a 70-page manifesto detailing exactly why he did what he did. Let's not look at this situation like a white dude just got out of car and was shooting a water pistol. This man hopped out with sticks, what we call them in the hood. This man hopped out with sticks, multiple sticks, and array of ammo. This nigga didn't just kill men. Women, he killed kids, babies. He shot up everything. Like, and our president pretty much, just like he did with the young white lady that got ran over, just like he did with Dylan Roof, like, he denied it. Now, in the black community, it's no secret that we all know that Donald Trump is racist. What pisses me off is these fuck-ass black liberals that come out of nowhere on some, Donald Trump is this, and Donald Trump is that, and I don't understand why black people need to do this, and black people need to think like that, because that, bitch. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Kanye. I can't listen to this man no more. I can't take this nigga serious. I just don't fuck with him. I don't give a fuck about your music, your producer skills. I don't care about none of that. When you, for me, I guess the ultimate straw that breaks the camel's back. Like I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like the ultimate straw that would break the camel's back would be in reference to you selling out your people. Ultimately, you can't be a fuck nigga out here, you know what I'm saying, making up all of these allegations and trying to convince your people that it's cool for us to consume this bullshit that your oppressor's been feeding you for years, and you finally found out it's poison, and now the same motherfuckers you idolized and listened to and supported is the same motherfuckers telling you to eat out these same bitch-ass motherfuckers' hands. It pisses me off. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Big B has finally entered and made it into the building. Yes, what's going on, Big B?
Man, I'm glad to be here. Gracias.
Man, I was just having a discussion about this terrorist attack that happened in New Zealand and how the president basically said that there is no white national terrorist and it's just a small group of people just crazy. That's it. Oh, yeah. Of course. It's more illegal for you to say something negative about somebody gay versus actual racism, like actual deep-rooted hate and racism, like lynch you in the motherfucking field and chop up your body racism. This white man walked into a mosque and killed men, women, and children. Babies, shot up everything. And before he did it, the nigga wrote a 70-page, what they call it, a 70-page manifesto on why he's a fuck nigga and how the white man is dying off and it's up to him to save the white race because the white race is dying and it shouldn't be that way. And all this, all type of bullshit, bro.
Just according to Google, the terrorist is one who uses unlawful violence, intimidation, especially against citizens, in the pursuit of a political aim.
Wow. And I appreciate that definition, sir. I appreciate the facts, sir. Keep them coming. You know what's crazy? Ultimately, this is going to be one of those situations in America, especially in the media, mainstream media, I should say. It's going to be swept under the rug. They're going to kill the story. In other news, LeBron James attempted to some bullshit. Dead ass, man. First, you either gonna have to put some gloves on so you don't cut yourself, cause ain't no telling what type of glass in that shit. I hate to hear those type of stories. I hate to see babies suffering, but it's like I was saying earlier, like, bro, we literally going through a situation. We going through a period where today, well, yesterday, the 19th marked the 400 year mark of us being in America for 400 years. In the Bible, it says that we was going to be in captivity, be led into a strange country in chains on ships and spread throughout the nations like sands in the desert type shit. You know what I'm saying? For 400 years. And yesterday marked the official 400 year mark. And it also signifies how when you see these signs of war or even a mention of war, and it's a lot of war going on around the world. Like, it's all signs leading up to the return of our Savior. You know what I'm saying? And people not paying attention to that, my nigga. Like, I understand we live in life. We got bills. We got rent. We got all of that shit. But it's like, it's a difference between being ignorant and then just blatantly not giving a fuck. You feel me? And it's a lot of people that just, it's a lot of people that's ignorant to the truth, and then it's a lot of people that don't give a fuck about the truth. And I blame it on the music, what the fuck they show us, and what they feed us, bro. In that order. It's amazing that us as black people even made it this far. Like, these people done wiped out races, like whole tribes of aboriginals and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we the only group that just they can't fuck with, bro. I mean, bro, what president has ever been on our side? What president ain't never been in that fucking office that wasn't racist as fuck and didn't give a fuck about black people? Name one president that gave a fuck about us. Yeah, when you in the middle, I mean, you gonna make money on both sides, regardless. And then we happen to live in a capitalistic society where it's all based off of your hard work that sustains their comfortability. Ain't that crazy? Love Jay-Z, don't you?
I fuck with Jay-Z.
I ain't gonna say he don't. He be pump faking on me sometimes, bro, in the sense where he'll say some real ass shit and then do some real suspect shit in a spiritual shit, like this, the type of people and the type of company that he keep around him that's infamous for that. That ball worship shit, which was ultimately the reason why us as black people went into slavery first, for worshiping false gods and blood sacrifices and sacrificing our babies to this same motherfucking false god that these motherfuckers throw up the symbol for. And it's in the Bible. This is in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? That's why I took a step back from this music in so many ways on the spiritual note. Like, I never take away that lyrically, you know what I'm saying, intuitively wise, you know what I'm saying, street wise, academically when it comes to getting money and just wisdom wise, like, my nigga cold as fuck, but it's like, name one black artist, name one black rapper. I ain't even say rapper, just name one black person that's successful. Like, we can name plenty of them, but name one of them that's actually humble to what the fuck they have and not afraid of the system that we live under to actually be a, to actually be an impact to their community. Like, I ain't go downplay that.
Q even took it as far as like going from a gangster rapper to being like a family man image more so. He started doing the movies with the Robert Arias and stuff like that. He did a Lottery T when he played the old man. That was in the sewer. He gave off a lot of wisdom and knowledge. He got to know that no city, he dropped everything. That's corrupt. He's hot. You heard him?
Yeah. When it comes, bro, I'm not taking nothing away from, like, their accomplishments as artists. I'm talking about they soul, like, they spirit. Like, in order to be in this business, in order to be in that business, I should say, you got to be willing to sacrifice something. And I didn't realize that until recently when I was actually involved in this shit. Not on no gay shit or nothing like that. Just in a false facade, a mirage sort of reality to what they want you to see, but what it really is type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be me having to jump through hoops and loops to show my creativity on a professional and mainstream level type shit. But like I said, like, it's not even about their accomplishments. I'm talking more about their soul. Like, when I be hearing them talk sometimes, like, people be studying them, bro. Like, you don't gotta put words in the person's mouth. Like, and sometimes it'll be a couple years before you, a motherfucker, finally done said the truth. The whole time they was denying some shit, and then next thing you know, some truth should have come out. And word for word, this what you said, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, the perfect is, I don't even use him as an example because that's totally irrelevant. When I look at these artists, I'm kind of salty at them because they so conscious, but they can only be conscious to a certain extent. Because if Kendrick can drop that type of cold ass shit, imagine the type of shit that he probably do drop and probably do write that never make it to mainstream because it was that cold. You know what I'm saying? And that's the ultimate, that's the motherfucking reality that we live in, shit. We in a world where motherfuckers have to bow down to a higher purpose or a higher power in order to be creative. In order to be successful. You got to rap about this, and this. You can't rap about uplifting your community. You got to stick to these guidelines. It's like the motherfuckers that do go outside of the box. It's like, damn, you barely hear from them. Or they don't push their shit as hard as they'll push a nigga rapping about a beautiful black woman barely dressed with a stupid ass twerking. They gonna show all of that. Camera angles are gonna be ridiculous, but when it come down to the actual substance within the song, that's where I feel like it's not there. I just hear entertainment. I want to hear. It's petty shit, like dealing with the promoters. That would, for one would be dealing with the promoters. Like, motherfuckers present themselves like they trying to fuck with you. Like, they like your music. They feel like they can help you push your shit, and we gonna make some money. And then the minute you agree to fuck with them and shit, and it's like what they said don't match what you actually doing. Of course, it's on me as an artist to push myself and network and promote my shit, which I have no problem with doing. But if, you know what I'm saying, this is show and you the promoter and you saying I'm finna perform at this time, and as soon as I get there, it's a whole nother story. Like, I'm performing in front of like 8 or 9 people. It's like, that's an issue for me. Like, I was expecting a full house. Like, what the fuck? Another issue. You already know. You already know, because you was there that night. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even perform last, my nigga. Like, that's what really pissed me off, because if Buddy would have told me how that shit go, I would have came prepared versus just showing up to perform. Yeah, bro. And it pissed me off, too. It pissed me off, though, because I wanted to do what we did when the crowd was lit as fuck. And the whole time, I'm just waiting like a sucker. Like, didn't even know what the fuck was going on. Like, it got kind of... That didn't stop me, though. Like, what was the ultimate boiling point was when the iLounge had me... they gave me an offer to perform at 3 different venues, and one of them was T.I. Club. So I was like, all right, that's what's up. So I get there, and once again, it's a whole nother story. Like, yeah, you get in free, but you got to pay for this, and it's a 2-drink minimum, and it's this, and you got to throw $100, and whoa. I'm like, whoa. So y'all are tricking artists into coming down here to performing, and y'all just want niggas to cash out while they here, and y'all give a fuck up. Man, no. I'm going to do this. I'm going to come correct. Another reason I chose to step back was because I was tired of... I felt like I was half-stepping, and I wasn't being professional with it, and I wasn't getting the type of response or the reception that I wanted to receive. So I chose to step back, woosah, get my finances in order, get my home life situated so that I can have a balanced mindset. Because if home is cluttered, your mind gonna be cluttered. You know what I'm saying? Like, your car drive better when you clean it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of them type of niggas, you know? And me putting myself in a position where I could financially make small investments in, you know what I'm saying, my, what I believe in, you know what I'm saying, my passion to create and inspire and motivate. It go past the music. Like, it's always been past the music. It's just I was only to express it that vividly through the music. And the level of expectancy, like, motherfuckers wanted me to be less than what I was. Like, I can't be like the Migos. And that's what that. I appreciate that, bro.
Real shit. Man, shut up. Catch him on where you got it at, SoundCloud.
I'm on SoundCloud. They know where I'm at, King Nez 19. You know what I'm saying? I'm on SoundCloud. Team Gooniac. Team Gooniac. Y'all gonna see me. Hell yeah, man. Like, it, like, even with this podcast, like, I be making sure I plug myself in and plug my work in. Sometimes I play a song before the episode if I'm feeling some type of way.
Hey, we got a special guest too. It's another artist. He come out of our city to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We got Ran Rich in the building.
Oh shit, that nigga Ran Rich in the building. Man, what up, Ran Rich? How you been, bro? Where the nigga at? Type shit. Tell the nigga I said what's up, man. Now that's a hustling ass nigga right there.
Say, bro? So getting a bottle of champagne
together,
in the building. Live
and
fresh. That's what's up.
What's happening, bro?
Man, you already know, man. It's down here, man. Tyler.
That's what's up. Time. How you been, bro? Man, look, you on my podcast right now. It's called Player Sean Radio, hashtag the Sour Power Hour, bro.
It's called Player Sean Radio, you said?
Hell yeah.
That's what it's
doing,
man.
Hey, man, any words of wisdoms for the up-and-coming little homies out here just trying to get their mind right and, you know what I'm saying, don't know which way to go?
Sometimes they don't have the best talent, but they're always there. It's because they grind hard, so you got to go hard.
That's real shit.
Talent practice away, at least.
Most definitely. I appreciate that, bro.
Man, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate you allowing the brother on your show and being able to speak some wisdom to these young players, man.
Hell yeah.
Keep pushing, though, especially when they got people to take care of, man.
Hell yeah. Keep it up. Keep it up, bro. That's what, and I'm glad you just said that too, Rand Rich, because like me and BB was having a conversation, like when it comes to this music shit, like Rich just hit it on the head, bro. Like a lot of the motherfuckers be focused on the wrong shit. They ain't really focused on, they make they self look good, but they ain't really focused on putting in that work. Like you'll see from the work gonna tell the whole story. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't really name too many like black men as billionaires and in a position like, okay, that nigga Akon, but he ain't from America. He from Africa. He got bread. He got bread the long way to the point where he then set a whole country up with electricity. Like I'm talking, I ain't saying it gotta be on that scale, but to be able to impact your community, where you from. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Big B, you got to step into the mic, bro. Step into the mic. It's our shit, bro. It's just hip hop so fucking mainstream. Like every fucking country, everybody got their hands on hip hop right now. I get it. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is make it look good, make it just stand a certain way, say something a certain way. You ain't gotta be talking about shit and you can get on all of that. I ain't even salty at them mumble rapper niggas. I don't care about none of that shit. My main focus is to inspire, not follow trends or, you know what I'm saying, be on some follower shit. Like, it's this documentary I want you to, did you check out this documentary I told you about before? I think, I don't know if I did. It's called Nigga Factory. It's a Nigga Factory on YouTube, part one and part two. Bro, that shit's so fucking deep, bro. And it all makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a joke.
You know what I had thought about earlier, as far as, like the mentality that they get passed down, that people get locked into, is, I just think that it's supposed to be easy when teach one, and some of us ain't out here doing the jobs the way we're supposed to. So, it's we lost a lot of accountability in our communities. It is like, if you speak on something to somebody, they take it for, it could take it, mistake it, take it for hating, or, you know, whatever, jealousy, envy, then it's a lot of bad communication. And so I think the music be one way to get across with it, but, you know, it's a lot of things that can be worked on with the culture for sure. But like you said, we're giving them raw, bro.
Can we listen to it at?
It's on SoundCloud too. Heavyweight 414. Tyson on the cover. He got it, man. I can't remember what the name of it was, but what's the one that I said sound like Chris Brown Trey Songz? Man, that's bad.
They sleeping on Milwaukee, man. Hey, when I first got out here, bro, niggas was like, bro, I was like, where you from? I was like, I'm from Milwaukee. I was like, man, you sound like you from Cali. I'm like, really? Really? I don't know. This how we talk out there, man. I talk way different from them, bro. But motherfuckers be fucking with us out here. It's like probably, it's a few niggas that I know from Milwaukee out here. It's real shit. Yep, out here in South Carolina. Man, it's smooth as fuck out here, man. Nigga out here grinding and taking care of the little family and shit, man. Just putting it, stacking slowly but for surely, man.
Yeah, that's what it do, man. Salute, my brother. I know you ain't came a long way, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, your business, man. How you fix it? You know, you put them joints together, man. Maybe they get private or something. You get a nigga private or something.
Bro, y'all niggas need to take a trip out here, bro, because I got everything damn near set up. I got all the recorded shit. I got a cold ass mic. Right now I'm just setting up the actual podcast setting. So like when I do live streams and shit like that, like I got my green screen and I'm still waiting on the lights and shit to come through.
Yeah, you know, this nigga right here,
Hell yeah.
Is it a casino up there?
I think it's like a riverboat or some shit.
All I'm looking for is a big Southern girl that's making business from scratch, you know what I'm saying?
What you say, bro? Damn. No, out here the white girls like niggas, bro. Real shit. No bullshit, bro. Like I happened to go out one night with my little Asian homie that I go to school with and shit, and we in a motherfucking club. I'm like, damn, like it's plenty niggas with plenty white bitches hanging off of them. It was this one dude dressed like Wesley Snipes and shit with a three piece on and shit. Nigga had the sunglasses on and everything, bro. He had a couple white bitches getting it in on him, bro. I'm like, whoa.
I got slacks in the coffee girl. I don't know if that's a pretty girl. I don't know if that's a pretty shape.
Nigga.
That's a pretty shape. You got a
pretty girl. It's cracking out here, though. Real shit. Well, I don't be at the bars and the clubs and shit like that. And I go out every once in a while. I mainly be fucking with this shit right here. Yeah, I'm slide down there this weekend, bro. Fuck the bullshit. I'ma head out on Friday when I get off of work. What up? Who? What you say his name was? I'm still planning it. I know I'm gonna be out there on Saturday though.
You said this weekend or tomorrow?
This weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Sour Power Hour on Player Shot Radio. Yes, you are listening live and direct. Oh, shit. Who the fuck? I was finna say. But yeah, bro, I had a topic that I wanted to discuss. Another one. Damn, which one was it?
Talking about that post earlier.
Yeah, there we go. I talked about my experience with it because I commented on it in the first part of this podcast. But you can go ahead and tell them what happened to you, bro.
Zoned out of my phone and this engine talking to the man. He was like, he came out. He didn't remember exactly how he came out, but he came out talking about he got a good heart. And then he pointed to his forehead like he didn't have a dot on him. But he was just like, man, you got a lot going on. He just broke it down quick. And he spoke on like stuff I've gone through, friends and family, the last 4 years stretch. When I just moved down here to Atlanta, and it just was crazy. It was real. It was, I ain't saying words for it, man. I don't know. I was in a loss for words. I couldn't do nothing but this. And, long story short, man, he gave a lot of wisdom. He was hustling. That was his thing, but just the way he approached me, and it was something I just recently was talking about. It was just ironic. It was crazy. I ended up giving him what he had, or not what he had. He asked for a lot. But I gave him some change for it.
That's what's up.
It was like a fair exchange because the wisdom, like it costs, it was like a big ass relief. But that was, I don't know, it's not the first time that ever happened to me, but it was just crazy that it was somebody I never met in my life and he just approaching, and that's the energy I was giving us. Like, wow. Crazy day. And then on top of that, tonight I had another experience. I was down on the south side, there was a chick out there. She asked for a ride to the Walmart. She was just short on money for a room. And I don't know, it made me think a lot about the homelessness down here in Atlanta and how people out here struggling. What the coincidence was, you know, I ended up helping her out toward, you know, what I could, but she was down there, like, in a position where she just, I don't know, I didn't even get too deep into it, but it was just seemed like, I don't know, it just seemed something else. It was crazy. It was just like a blessing passing on too, but I don't know. God worked in mysterious ways, and I believe in a divine intervention, and it's just, I have a lot of spiritual stuff going lately.
I believe that through God, he able to talk to you through people, you know what I'm saying? And like I was saying earlier, like, it was amazing how it caught me off guard, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I could have easily been like, bro, get the fuck out of my face. I don't know you. Who the fuck is you? But it was like, what are you, what? And the minute he said so, it was like, damn, like, wow. Very, very, very inspirational. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
he just caught me off guard because I was in my phone. You know, I was probably fucking around wanting to look gang or something. So much in the zone, but that just stuck with me. Finding yourself off on like a third person out of body, man, is something else. And the way he approached me, I didn't even get fucked because it's like, damn, how he just came off. I don't know, man. Like I said, it hit me so quick, I can't even remember, recall word for word, but it just stuck out to me that he approached me with exactly what the hell was going on. But take the truth, man, he gave me, told me, this is a good year. This is a good year. And that's not the first time I heard that this year. So, man, God is working in my life major, man. I know it's crazy. It's, if you watch it and pay attention daily, you'll definitely get some type of something. I can definitely say that. Shout out to everything that's been going on, because it's all wake up calls. No fool. They say you use the people to get you to your desk, and it's true.
That's real shit.
What y'all in the house now, or y'all in another apartment? Now y'all in the apartment too.
Huh?
Oh, y'all in the apartment. Huh? Yeah. Hey, bro, what the hell you probably done there, man?
You said what? coming down here.
What day jumping down there?
Probably like the weekend.
The weekend? You said you were South Carolina?
Yep.
That's where like Myrtle Beach at, right?
Yep.
That's what it do.
I think Black Bike, I think Bike Week just passed or some shit. Nigga be on that motherfucker. Yeah. Motherfucker get nifty, nigga. Oh, that's a beastie ass moped. Man, look, I'm gonna be down there on Saturday, man. Hello? Bro, your phone going in and out. To be honest, like, that's the point I'm at with it right now. Like, how I'm gonna incorporate the green screen. So, like, let's say if we want to do a cipher or something, you know what I'm saying? Or we just want to, we trying to do something lit, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could do it over the phone, or motherfuckers pull up, or I make the trip, whatever. Like, set that shit up, bro. That shit gonna jump regardless. Like, the main thing I gotta focus on, and I keep saying it, I gotta speak it into existence now. Like, the main thing I gotta do is just write every single thing down instead of just letting the ideas bounce off my head.
No, that's probably the best thing, brother. You know what? I heard people who are in that position, and they say sometimes it's more organic and it comes off better when you don't. You know, there's a comedian I heard, a white dude, but he said something about when you write it, you come there with your agenda written, you know, the things flow naturally and organically, man. You know, you write yourself. Sometimes you might want to have your shit offline. You know, I don't know how to tell you what you think, but I'll tell you this, that's why I get up out of here and go on the couch and pass out drink champagne. I need a little like a little 15-20 minute section on your stuff, man. Talk about some real nigga shit. They want to ask females, mainly for females in relationships.
Bro, check this out. Before you start, I'm letting you know right now, bro. Like, this is the Sour Power Hour, bro. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say, my nigga. This nigga is schooling, my nigga.
Oh, that's a disclaimer for your listeners. That ain't for you. I know you know, but that's for the people who want to hear, like, know what I'm saying? And if they see her, we got some game for real shit. So I ain't got no matter any rules, but I'm gonna tell you why you're losing if you're losing. And why they ain't choosing if they ain't choosing.
That's real shit.
Put it in my pocket.
What it do?
As a youngin, what movie that we used to abuse? I used to watch every fucking day, all day, 24/7. On Martin Luther King.
On Martin Luther King? Oh, American Pimp. American Pimp, niggas was, bro, we was too damn young, bro, we was too young to be exposed to all of that pimping, bro, like, this, bro. Bro, Brand Rich talking plenty shit, bro. He got to get close to the mic, bro, because I want to catch that nigga, bro. Like, he talking that real shit, man.
Yeah, he done down now.
It's going to sound kind of muffled because he in the background.
That's
going to
be out here in the garage, man. This motherfucker's probably
Hey man, shout out to Big B, man, for always fucking with a nigga and been riding with a man. Look, I've been fucking with this nigga for so goddamn long. Now, before I had facial hairs, I knew this nigga. Real shit. It's the homie. A lot of you niggas say y'all got homies. Shout out to you if you got a day one type shit. You know what I'm saying? Where you round at, nigga? Hell yeah, man. Bro, the music is gone. Fuck up everything, B. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. It's been one. We are talking shit, man. I'll get back to y'all.